where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Two Watford residents are facing over 100 combined charges after they allegedly stole some checks from a business they worked for and used them. Chatham-Kent police launched an investigation March 21st, which led to a man and woman turning themselves into custody around supper time yesterday. The business was in the Highgate area. A 19-year-old Watford woman was charged with 22 counts each of fraud and uttering forged documents, along with one count each of theft and possession of stolen property. The 23-year-old Watford man was charged with 27 counts each of fraud and uttering forged documents and one count of theft and possession of stolen property. Non-urgent and walk-in appointments are being accepted at the CWE Hospital Lab in Petrolia again today. The lab had been shut down for months following a cyber attack in the fall. You may notice some smoke coming from Pinery Provincial Park today. A prescribed burn is being conducted until dusk at the Grand Bend Park off Lakeshore Road. Roads in the area will not be affected. The intentional fire is being carried out for resource management purposes. Steps are being taken to identify appropriate solutions to deal with flooding concerns in the Lakeshore area of Lambton Shores, known as West Bassanquet. The municipality hired EXP Services to develop a stormwater management master plan. Director of Public Works, Nick Verhoeven, says during the study process, a public information meeting will be held sometime this summer.
At that time, we'll be presenting kind of the background information we've reviewed, so the existing systems in the entire area, and then the possible solutions to address problems identified.
Verhoeven says the process is expected to be completed by the end of the year. In recognition of Earth Day, the Town of Petrolia and Waste Management have announced 5 grant recipients of this year's Green Leader Program. The successful projects will split $15,000. Nearly half of the funding was awarded to the Petrolia 150 Committee to upgrade plumbing in the washrooms and lighting in the band shell at Victoria Park. The committee also received $3,000 to add an Indigenous friendship garden next to the band shell. And the Inn of the Good Shepherd is looking to expand its mobile garden market with a stop in Sombra this summer. During a recent St. Clair Township Council meeting, the idea was brought forward to host the market in the library parking lot on St. Clair Parkway. Executive Director Miles Vanney says the market goes to 9 rural communities and 6 areas in Sarnia.
But the farthest kind of south we reach is Corunna, and we recognize there's a need at the south end of the county, Sombra area, even opportunities for folks in Walpole Island to be able to come to Sombra to access the market.
The request was sent to the St. Clair Township Fire Chief for consideration due to the market's proposed proximity to a shed the fire department uses. Sunny this afternoon, winds south gusting to 50, high of 16, a few clouds tonight, a low of 8. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.